BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily. It feels like the last day of term today. It kind of is, until next week when we're on breakfast. So we kind of made it games day. It's a bit... Yes. We talk about Chris's mate, who is hoping for a better Christmas than they had last year. His parents were not pleased. JLS are nearly done. It's nearly finished. Honest. Fancying Keith Lemon, mannequins being hot, and Real or No Real with Danny Howard. It's all here. You all right, Chris?
I'm good. It's like full-on Christmas time now, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah.
This is awful.
Someone's just given me the One Direction annual for Christmas. Thank you, Chris. Another member of the team called Chris. Oh, and that's going to keep me going over Christmas.
Look at that. Merry Christmas. Do you know what you got me?
What?
Psy calendar.
Yes.
It's good, isn't it?
That's good. I'm not being funny, though. Are not the pictures of Psy all exactly the same? Like sunglasses, wind machine.
Also, it's a massive departure for me from the traditional Hollyoaks Babes calendar.
Well, there wasn't one this year, was there?
Nope.
Because I was going to... Because we were on Christmas Day, I was going to call up your nan and get you to say thanks like you do every year, because... What's the story again? She doesn't know quite what she's bought you.
No, she gives some money
to your mum.
To my mum, to basically buy all of us, you know, a nice little present for Christmas. So my mum says, what do you want? I say the Hollyoaks calendar, which is a bit awkward in itself, but we kind of got over that.
Yeah.
But then basically I have to call my gran and say, thank you very much. And she never quite understands it, but yes,
what
she doesn't
realise. With the money,
the last few years I've been...
buying the Hollyoaks Babes calendar. I can't believe they didn't do one this year. But anyway, I mean, that's brilliant replacement, isn't it, Psy? Really good. Why have you got a game of Operation in front of you? It really is last day, isn't it?
It does have that kind of feeling. I mean, we're doing the breakfast show next week, of course.
Yeah. But it still feels, and for a lot of people, it is their last day, so it definitely feels like that today.
There's obviously loads and loads of people working, but also there's loads and loads of people who are finishing up today.
Yeah.
Loads of schools, that you don't really do work on this day as such.
Yeah.
It's posters, it's games, that kind of thing. So, I think, are you feeling a similar vibe?
100%, yeah.
I'm not quite sure how this will work yet, but yes, we've got a load of board games.
I always think they're good on the radio.
I don't know.
Later on, after two, Chris plays Operation.
I've got it in front of me right here.
Wow.
We're ready to go.
Keep listening, everyone.
But, yeah, let's have a laugh.
Let's have a laugh.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Matt and Daz in Lincolnshire, last day at work today. They're working on a farm and having a DVD day. How does that work? Because you listen to us at the same time? Maybe a disco later, they say.
For two?
Hey! Disco. And they're working on a farm. Disco for two on the farm?
Is that the Christmas do? Two of them having a disco on a farm?
I think it is, yeah.
It'd be loads of Avicii. Won't it?
Yeah, make sure you get your farmhouse on. And then make sure you get the cows raving to the beat as well. This is what the cow disco will sound like.
It's a disco cow.
Sarah in Plymouth works in an office. Nothing's working, no phones, no computer. So she's getting paid to drink tea and listen to Radio 1 at high volume. Good. But I'm getting some grief from listeners saying that I hooed discos and that shouldn't be allowed.
It was an odd hoo for me, that.
Obviously, I know discos are still on at weddings. That's not who, because they're still on. But actually going to a disco, as in, what are you doing tonight, Chris? Oh, I'm going out to a disco. Hey! Because you'd say club, wouldn't you? Because that's what they're called here in 2013.
But you never get to say that anymore. Like, I'd quite like to say I'm going to a disco.
Well, you should have been born in the 70s. Well, no, you should have grown up in the 70s, shouldn't you?
Is that what they used to call clubs?
Discos.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, back in the 70s.
See you at the disco.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think it was.
Was it?
Yeah,
like
let's go
my mum and dad?
Yeah, they would have gone to a disco.
Weird.
Yeah. I've heard my mum always say to me, going out to the disco tonight? No, I'm absolutely not. But I probably am, but I don't want to think of myself as going to the disco.
It's odd with discos. It's like the phrase DJ. You know, it's still really cool, isn't it? But it stands for disc jockey.
It does.
Do you know what I mean?
The idea of myself is
a bit who.
Yeah, it's slightly,
some of the coolest people I know are disc jockeys.
That's right. Nick Grimshaw.
You know,
disc jockey.
Yeah, he's a disc jockey.
It is. They need a new name for us. It's not any good, is it? Disc jockey. Hello there. BBC.
It's rubbish.
Kelly and Al are going to a Christmas disco tonight. They're still using it?
You're right. At times of the year, that's when the disco... Or like weddings. Weddings is always a disco.
Yeah, but apart from that, discos aren't on. Oh, Kerry and Derby says, my friends Zoe and Gina went to a discotheque in Spain till 6 in the morning. See, that's where the difference lies, because in Europe, they're still called discotheques.
Mm. Or bibliotheques. Well, no.
No,
that's a
different. That's a library. Discotheque. As in that kid that I hid from that time. Do you remember when I was on holiday a few years ago? And he kept hassling me, do you want to go to the discotheque? And I was like, no. And then I hid in a tree. Do you remember?
No.
I hid behind a
tree.
Did
that actually happen?
Yeah, yeah. There's a long story a long time ago. Michael, his name was. Some older listeners, people who listen for a long time, will remember that story. Coming up at 9 tonight, Pete Tong, disc jockey, with Calvin Harris, disc jockey, and Tiesto, disc jockey.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Saw my friend last night, who I haven't seen for a while. And I didn't know this about her. She was like, I'm so jealous you went to Fern's Christmas Live Lounge yesterday. I was like, oh yeah, it was really good, actually. I was like, what, did you want to see Bastille or Coldplay or Jake Bugg? She was like, yeah, Coldplay, cool, but you met Keith Lemon? I was like, yes. Yeah, I met him a few times, actually. She's like, I'm so jealous. I totally fancy him.
Really?
This is a thing, I think, with girls.
I think they're confused.
No, I don't. Well, but I said to her, and apologies if you didn't know this before, I said to her that Keith Lemon is just a character.
Yeah, but that...
I mean, some people don't know that. I mean, I think that's going to ruin a lot of people's Christmas. It's not a real person, Keith Lemon.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you can't fancy it. I mean, we've... I can't
She's
remember
in love with a person that's not real.
Mate, one of my friends fancied a mannequin once. And, you know, they're obviously not real.
But you've told me this before.
Yeah, and... Do you remember there was another one of my mates who, and he had a weird thing for one of the characters from Avatar?
Yeah, well, that's also strange. Can we go back to the mannequin story? Because I think I quite enjoyed it at the time.
Yeah.
Was it just one mannequin that he saw in a shop window?
It was. I remember we had a night out and we were walking back through town. Now, I went across the road to go get some food. And when I came back, he was staring at the mannequin. And I could see what was going through his mind. Anyway, I sort of left him to it. I didn't really ask too many questions. Next day, he said that he couldn't stop thinking about it. Now, I've got to admit, as far as mannequins go, it was quite a sort of...
A hot one.
It was every now and then you do pass a mannequin, and the thought does cross your mind very quickly.
No, it doesn't. I've never had that with a mannequin.
Really?
No.
Be honest.
I haven't.
Every now and then. I'm not saying... Listen, I'm not
all
talking
of them.
About anything weird. I'm not talking about the ones without the heads, things like that. I'm talking, you know, every
you're
now
straight
and then,
up mannequin.
Every now and then you do pass a mannequin and you do... No, you see, no, your car who works on the show showed me a very weird mannequin, which is...
Not that one.
No, I'm talking about the ones, especially certain stores, you go past and you just...
Okay, right.
Listen, I'm not saying I fancy a mannequin. I'm just saying... You're a liar if you think the thought doesn't cross your mind.
Right, this started off as a simple conversation about one of my friends fancying Keith Lemon and then went really specialist.
No, sorry, I'm just saying that people do have weird crushes. Yeah. And Keith Lemon is one, I think he's got that sort of Austin Powers vibe about him.
But she's like, I would like to marry him one day. He's not real. It's a character. It's the same bloke that used to do Bo Selecta. Not real person.
I see everyone's on now. With weird...
Okay, I knew you would invite these kind of people.
Is this all right?
No, it's not fine.
It is Ariel.
It's not fine at all.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's getting a lot of love. And some hate. All the Bass Hunter stories are coming in from Magaluf in the summer. Everyone's got one.
It is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he just leaves a, I don't know what the word is, trail, doesn't he?
Does he still live there, do we know?
I don't know. I do remember for a while Bass Hunter did live in Magaluf,
yeah.
And made the most of it. Let's say that.
Yeah.
Right, all the mannequin fans have been on, haven't they?
It is one of those things, you know, when you pass a shop and the mannequins are in the window and maybe they've lost their clothes, they haven't quite, you know, redressed them for the new season. It is awkward and kind of funny.
It is quite funny. So you're saying every now and again there's just one that turns your head?
Oh. I'm saying you'd be a liar.
Look twice.
You'd be a liar if you said that you haven't looked at a mannequin in that way once, even briefly.
I've just thought about something else with my friend that fancies Keith Lemon as well. Not only does she think that she will marry him one day, not a real person. So she also. You know when he really rips into Fern on Celebrity Juice?
Yeah.
It doesn't really do it with Holly, but with Fern, like, she probably gets it, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She gets really jealous. Every time that Keith Lemon probably rips into Fern Cotton, she's like, oh, God, I wish that was me.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Gets proper jealous of Fern. I love
but
it.
But then, do you... it's tricky, isn't it? Because he's not a real character. If you were to marry him, you'd have to insist that he was that character, right?
All the time, and that would be weird. Some people, I knew this would happen, some people are genuinely shocked that Keith Lemon is a character. I don't think I'm revealing anything new here, am I? It's like, I mean, he's always Keith Lemon now, he doesn't play any other characters. But it's the same one that used to be Grey David back in the day.
So has he accidentally become this? I mean, there is nothing stopping you just suddenly becoming someone different, is there?
No, but that's what he just decided to do.
I could do that. I could just decide tomorrow I'm going to be someone completely different. Change my character, change everything.
Yeah, but it's a comedy character. He was never, like, when he works, he was never himself. He's always been a character.
But I worry that he's now accidentally become that person.
Well, I think he's maybe...
much.
Yeah, maybe he's become... He's been doing Keith Lemon too much and now people think it's actually him.
Yeah.
There were some of our listeners going up to him yesterday going, all right, Keith. I think he's taken the joke too far.
I said all right, Keith, to him.
Yeah.
What are you meant to call him?
Well, I don't know, but he's not real.
You do forget it.
I know, you do forget it.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I think... We've only got 3 days left of JLS, everybody.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. Now it's getting that close.
What do you mean?
3 days left with them as a band before they go.
I thought they'd gone.
No, they're still going. They're still waving.
Okay. Are they behind me? Is that why you're saying... Because
no.
I was about to say something there.
No, go on, say it. They're not here.
No, they're not. I thought they'd gone. I thought we'd said goodbye. It's a long goodbye, this, isn't
it? It's a very long goodbye.
So what are we saying goodbye now? A DVD?
I think we're saying DVD. I think we're saying farewell shows. And then I think that's it. What are you going to do without them? I'm not quite sure.
I don't believe JLS are ever going to go away.
Do you think it's like The Streets, your favourites?
Yeah.
Where they keep on doing gigs.
They kept on... Do you remember it was the last gig, and then it was the last gig, and then...
And every time I would see Chris, I'd be like, what are you doing tonight? Oh, mate, I've got to go. It's the last ever Streets gig. It's not, though, because then 2 weeks later, they announced another one. And you were going to the last ever Streets gig for months.
Yeah, one of them was in Skegness.
Yeah.
Do you remember? It was... I just think this is getting a bit drawn out now. Does someone need to have a word and just...
Well, I think they've put a date on it now. So 3 days left. So is that Christmas Eve? So it's the last thing we'll hear from
and
them.
And then is that it?
Okay, are we banning them after that? I think that's it.
It's like, it's a really odd breakup, isn't it? Because it just feels that it's like, yeah, we're going to say goodbye, we're gonna say
going
to say goodbye.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem to be happening.
It is happening, 3 days. But if anyone hears or sees JLS... I bet it does. If anyone sees them on any kind of like daybreak or this morning after 3 days' time, then let us know, because we're not convinced entirely. Hi, Lucy at Sharnbrook Upper School, who dressed up today. They had fancy dress for the last day. Just finishing up now. Loads of people finishing school early. Hello, if that's you. This is BBC Radio 1. Mariah Carey's Christmas song is next. I might even treat you to the live version.
Oh, no, I'd rather.
From a couple of years ago. Well, no, I'll play the original, but then I'll also play maybe a little bit of the live version because it makes me lol. Okay, so JLS's last ever show is on Sunday. That's from... Lauren, who's also just finished school, she knows this. She says, I agree, it does sound like a very, very time, a long time to say goodbye, though. It does feel like it's been going on for a long time.
What about an idea that I've got here that whenever JLS are mentioned, after, when is it Sunday?
Yeah.
We who them.
But I feel a bit, I mean, that's a bit soon to who, isn't it?
Well, no, because this...
Well, they are a who after that, aren't they?
It just needs helping along a bit.
They promise it's their last one on Sunday. Yes?
Even more Christmas. Ramming Christmas down your chimney. Christmas in your face. Even more Christmas. Merry Christmas to Radio One and all.
more. Love, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas. And now the live version.
Oh, I just want you for more than you could ever know. Make more words come true. Cause baby, all I want for Christmas.
Oh, God. Slight performance there at the White House the other night.
Was it the White House as well?
I know. Not a small gig.
Jeez.
I know. Poor Mariah. But she did say afterwards, man, I wish I could have taken that again.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Are your lads all set for Christmas, are they?
Do you know what? The main times are Christmas Eve and Boxing. Boxing Day is the sort of the bigger of the two.
Yeah, and I'm still invited.
Absolutely, but Christmas Eve... I always avoid Christmas Eve, right? It's great to see friends, but everyone gets really excited for Christmas and then it has the potential to ruin the day itself.
We've all been in that situation where yeah, your parents or your family are just offering you up food and more food and more food and you cannot face any of it. I felt really bad once. I went to my Uncle Mike's. He cooks lush Christmas dinner. I could not touch one bit of it because of Christmas Eve.
Last year, one of my friends disgraced himself to such a point that his family almost had to disown him on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I mean, that was bad, wasn't it?
I can't go into the details, but he couldn't, make the Christmas dinner.
I mean, he was felt awful, didn't he?
His family are really worried about this year, in fact, and have already had to sit down and say...
Well, they will be now, won't they? Because it's like after what happened last Christmas Eve...
It's almost... unfathomable, is that the word? Unimaginable what went on. I don't physically...
Were you there?
I was there for the first bit, then I left, because I always try and, you know, take it easy.
Something about you like makes me think that you're scared of going out with the lads on Christmas Eve.
I do have a bit of the fear, actually. Yeah. I don't fully embrace it.
I know what you mean. I get fear sometimes. And I can see why after what happened there. We were just discussing it. Unbelievable.
But it's the kind of evening, though, you do need to be restrained. Because at the time, you're out, you're having fun, you don't think... You think, right, it's fine, we'll be all right tomorrow, we'll be all right. You won't be.
You've got to stop.
And but last year, it's safe to say the person in question sunk to new depths.
I know. I mean, I can't believe what happened. And you obviously weren't there for that bit.
No, but, you know, I heard what his mum saw and it was awful.
On the stairs as well.
And anyway, look.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, we're going dangerously...
close to the edge.
So let's just say...
I mean, if he's going to do it in the house. Do you know? Don't do it in the house,
listen,
I mean.
I think the moral of the story is just take care on Christmas Eve.
Please take care, everybody.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So many people on now. Mark in Hull, you can't just leave us hanging like that. I need to know exactly what your friend did last Christmas Eve. I'm sorry, we are going to keep you hanging there. We can't ever go there. I mean, I'm surprised his parents have allowed him ever back in the house. Especially near those stairs.
It took a while.
What, to let him back in?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I mean, how did that happen?
No, that's what none of us...
How do you get to that stage?
No, but that's what none of us can understand, because it was so different to anything that we've ever experienced.
I know. I mean, none of you can have done that before. Or since.
But it's what he woke up to on that morning... It was bad enough for everyone else, but the things he had to hear his mum say...
I know. No one wants to hear their mum say that. Awful. It will haunt him forever, it will. And he said, like, last year, things are going to change. Have they changed?
Well, we'll see. It's the first Christmas since, but he's adamant that...
See, the thing is...
We are going out, though. He's still keen to go out, but he's made it very clear that...
Right, that's not happening again. Well, the great thing is, we're going to be on air every single day. So after you go out on Christmas Eve, you're going to be here on Christmas morning and we can watch the whole story unfold right here.
It's true, actually.
By text.
It
could be live. We could get him on if you want, because I'm interested to know if it will happen again. If it has, his parents will completely forget he ever existed. I mean, it's quite bad.
It's certainly a really risky Christmas, this one, for him. I think it's make or break.
I hope he does well. I really do.
I just hope he makes dinner this year.
Yeah, he just needs to make dinner.
It'll be the first time in 4 years he's made Christmas dinner.
Yeah. 4 years?
4 years, but last year, obviously nothing will be worse than last year, but...
Well, we can give constant updates on Christmas morning. We'll do that for you listeners. Also, what about Christmas tap end? What are you saying about that?
Well, I mean, we floated the idea around. Sorry, wrong phrase to use, but we...
We thought of doing it, didn't we?
I want to do it on Christmas Eve.
Oh, I know, but I just... Are you sure you want me to do another one?
Yes.
Like, we did a lot of Christmas specials with Tappen. I'm not...
There aren't as many as you think. It's a bit like when you go back and watch, like, The Vicar of Dibley or Gavin and Stacey. There aren't as many Christmas ones as you think.
All right, well, let's have a thing.
Can you not be asked to write one? Is that what it is?
No, no, I'll do it. If you really want it back, then of course. But I thought you'd finished it.
Christmas Eve, I would like that very much.
Right.
I'll leave that with you. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Flick and Mart, who are driving home at the moment for Christmas, and that sounds pretty good. The Pogues and Kirsty MacColl, Fairy Tale of New York. This is BBC Radio 1. If you're the sort of person that does enjoy it when the facts get in the way of a good time...
The New York Police Department, or NYPD for short, doesn't have a choir.
You know the one that's mentioned in this song?
That one is real.
Don't have a choir. Sorry, I've ruined that.
There's no need.
More
petty.
More real or no real coming up with Danny Howard at 3:40. I like it that some people on their last day at work are playing Christmas innuendo bingo in their Christmas jumpers. Katie Lunn and Sophie Barley have been on. Two mates, two colleagues, playing Christmas jumper innuendo bingo right now in the office just to pass the time till 5 o'clock. If you're doing this also, if you want a quick game, here's John Tarode. Water, please. And...
Now, I believe at Christmas everybody needs a decent stuffing.
Yeah, I think they probably would have... It's quite weird when you don't hear the spitting noise, but I presume that happened. If you're still playing festive innuendo bingo in your office, how about this one for Christmas dinner? A little serving suggestion here. Put some water in your mouth.
The main course will be one of her favourite things, and Natalie will feel the love with some pork inside her.
Oh, God.
One more?
Yeah, go on.
And this BBC breakfast reporter was having a very jolly time at the Royal Mail Christmas sorting office.
So let's get an insight into how the company's preparing for the rush. We sent Steph there to a delivery office near Birmingham. Steph, they've relieved you of your heavy sack, at least.
There you are. For everyone playing anyone a bingo in the office, there's quite a lot of them. Loads of people are like, more bingo. Okay, if you're playing along, this is a special request from Chris as well, because this is probably... I think his favourite bingo clip of the year, right?
Definitely. Matt's texted in as well, and that's what reminded me.
Okay.
I'd love to hear it.
Okay, water, please.
It's Wilbur. Do you remember him?
Wilbur, over on BBC Breakfast.
And you look in pretty good, Nick.
I'm feeling in very good, Nick. Absolutely. I'm doing all these exercises, grunt and groan in the mornings.
Not so much exercise needed to keep writing.
My right hand is very well exercised.
Still good.
So good. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
And it is time for today's Real or No Real. All right, Chris. Seriously. Yeah, there's a pen for you. And it's time for Real or No Real with Danny Howard. Hello.
Hi, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm all right, my darling. How are you?
All good. Feeling Christmassy.
Ready for Christmas?
Ready. I wasn't feeling it probably this time yesterday, but today, all of a sudden, coming to the office, there's chocolate everywhere, there's tinsel all over the place, and it's good feeling.
Yeah, we've got some ho chocolate as
oh,
well.
No, it's okay.
Chocolate from yesteryear. We've just put a ho on it. So
you know,
if you want one,
you know,
it's after dinner. It's a mint that you might have after
that's
dinner.
Yeah,
individually wrapped.
Yeah.
Ask your mum.
My granddad likes them.
Yeah. Okay, so real or no real? And I'm afraid today, the No Chris Smith off the news.
Oh.
He's decided he's too famous now after
the
Mark Wines.
He's knocked off the Christmas, hasn't he?
Thing. Yeah, he's gone. They've lost interest. So instead, we've got Chris from our show, who is reading the Real or No Reels today live and in a tux.
Hello.
So over to you, Chris.
Keith Lemon is real. He's a 40-year-old machine operator from Leeds who went to school with Lee Francis.
He was also Businessman of the Year, I heard, in 1994. I've read his biog.
No, but that's the point. That would be a fake biography.
Oh, it is, I think.
But yeah. What we're saying here is that there is an actual Keith Lemon.
Who was based... Who the character is based on.
Oh, right. Okay, get it. I'd love there to be. That'd be great.
See, earlier, and we've said this before, but it still surprises people, we revealed that Keith Lemon is just a character. And not a real person.
Yeah.
Oh. Used to be Avid Marion.
Yes,
same
I remember.
Guy called Lee Francis.
Bo Selector.
And Bo Selector. Some people shocked and horrified that was the case. But what we're saying is, was Keith Lemon an actual person and the character from Lee was made up from that guy?
I would love this to be true, because then that means there's another Keith Lemon out there, like an actual one.
I could have made a fortune.
He needs to be found. And he needs to be someone who we need to talk to him.
But so, he wouldn't be as funny because he doesn't know what he's doing. Do you know what I mean?
He just does it.
Yeah. Well,
he must look similar.
If you're one of them people you can only handle in small doses,
yeah.
10 minutes,
yeah.
It's enough.
I think a real Keith Lemon would be ultimately very scary. So what are we saying? Is that real or no real?
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say also no real.
That one is real.
Oh, wow!
So that was the inspiration for it. That's pretty cool.
Well, there he is. Look, I'm just looking
at a
picture of him.
Doesn't look anything like
moment.
Keith Lemon.
Oh. No, it doesn't look anything like him. But
must sound like
he's
him.
No hair.
If I was him, I'd be wanting monies. And what about the next reel or no reel?
On Boxing Day in Bulgaria, it is tradition for families to have a hog roast for lunch before going to the cinema to watch Babe, a Pig in the City.
Can you not look at the answers?
Yeah, I just thought that leading over.
Oh, no, I wasn't looking at the answers. I was just trying to put him off. I was sort of leaning in and prodding him.
He's
and
a professional.
Like
look at him.
So last week I was telling you that it's tradition in Japan to have a KFC meal at Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
That's true. But is it true that they have a hog roast and then go and watch Babe, Pig in the City?
Well, maybe because they've already eaten the pig. They won't be hungry when they're watching the film. I don't know what the thinking is behind it, but I can't imagine
it
to be
real.
Yeah,
you don't want to watch Babe hungry, do you?
Really?
Still banned in some countries, that one.
Babe?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I got stopped at Dubai Airport once for having it in my case.
No way.
Is that because they thought it was something else?
No, it's because they thought it was to do with pigs.
Because there was a picture of a pig and then the word babe. It's like the two don't really match up traditionally, do they?
Anything with pork in, even a cartoon pig, not allowed.
Is it really not allowed?
Nope.
Mm. It's a talking pig, Scott. Like they.
No, it's still in their eyes pork, in the eyes of a Muslim.
Right.
So banned.
Fair.
Had the DVD taken off me. Yeah, aww. True story. So, real or no real? Romania, Pig in the City, Babe, Hog Roast.
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Well done, Danny Howard.
Oh, sorry, yeah. I keep nicking your pen.
And next.
Christmastime national treasure, Sir Cliff Richard, broke up with his first girlfriend by letter.
Brave.
Well, that would have been the communication of the time, wouldn't
it? Yeah, I was going to say, it's like the old-fashioned way of doing it by text now.
And girlfriend, you say? First girlfriend. Okay, that'll be a while back then.
So, the breaking up by letter, yes. Now, is that what they used to call a Dear John letter? can someone please explain to me that phrase?
I don't know what that is. Is that
Dear
what
John.
It is?
The Dear John letter. Yeah, it was a thing.
I don't know. It.
Yes, it
I
was.
I thought it was a film.
And that is.
Looking at me as if I've never heard of it.
That's what you think it is, that when someone breaks up with you by letter, Dear John.
Yeah, it's like a Dear John.
No matter
letter,
what he's called, it's always John.
Well, okay. I mean, I think it's quite feasible that Cliff would break up by letter with somebody because it was back in the day, but then I'm not playing the game.
Yeah.
He would write an epic breakup letter
because
it'd be like a song. It would be. He's got a way with words, hasn't he?
Yeah. So what we're saying, real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
Yeah, I'm going to say real on this one.
That one is real.
Yes.
Have we got the letter? Dante's first serious girlfriend by letter.
He picked music over love.
Is that a picture of her?
Is the headline.
Oh, no, that's him in 1962.
Not changed a bit. Anyway.
And next,
Russell Brand, the world's sexiest vegetarian winner, 2011, has bought 200 turkeys from a farm in Norfolk to save them from Christmas doom.
Oh. It's the kind of thing you do.
It is the kind of thing you do. I love Russell Brand. I love hearing him talk. Just says all these words I don't understand. I actually read his book, and sometimes you have to go back. I mean, is this me being stupid? But you have to go back sometimes and read the word over and over again just to try and understand what it means.
Yeah. Mm.
Anyway.
What's he going to do with the turkeys?
Well, just...
Just save them?
Just keep them on his massive farm that he's probably got because he's so rich.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think, Danny? For me, it seems likely, but it's a hard one to sort of reason out for me.
I think it is something he would do, but does he have the time to do something like that?
Was the real or no real? Did it say what he was planning to do with them? Are we definitely sure he's saving them?
Just to save them from Christmas doom.
He's not eating 200 turkeys.
He doesn't mean you can't go back and ask him again.
He's not eating 200 turkeys.
No, he's not going to eat them. He's Vegetarian of the Year 2011.
saving them.
But if you were going to change your mind, that would be doing it in style, wouldn't it?
And if someone can brag about that, he can brag about it. I would say real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Yeah, boy.
Are we done?
We are done.
Thank you.
What score is it?
Oh, he does talk away from... Okay, and at the end of that...
We are done.
We're done.
Do it in your voice.
We are done.
Yeah. There we go. 20 all.
Oh, 20 all. Hate a draw. Boring. What's on tomorrow, please, on Dance Anthems?
Well, I've got Le Youth in the guest mix, you know, of Cool, and I'm chatting to the mighty Tiësto.
Oh,
excited.
Wow. The Scott Mills Daily. Did you know Zayn's ideal date with a girl would be chilling out on a sofa watching films and talking?
Lowe? Perry? Who?
Oh, yeah, that's the problem, isn't it? This was obviously done a while back. Harry's hair was straight when he was younger.
Sorry, is this Zayn from One Direction?
Yeah. Zayn had his first kiss with a girl when he was 10. She was taller than him, so he stood on a brick to reach
her. You've been reading that all show.
It's my One Direction annual, 2014. God, it smells good in here. Do you know why? Ow!
Ow! Ow, ow, ow.
Ow!
Charlie Slough's just here. And I can't believe you bought us so many nice presents.
It's my pleasure. You guys have been so good to me this year.
Charlie, is this real?
No, it's from the market.
I was going to say. That doesn't matter to me.
Of course it's real.
How kind, of course, man.
Real. I know. I mean, I love Calvin Clune.
Yeah. I've got Ralph Lawrence.
Appreciate it, Charlie.
It's all right.
Thank you very much.
It's all right.
Hey, you're going to be part of our Scott and Chris challenge next week. Scott versus Chris on Breakfast, mm-hmm. which we're going to do in a minute. But thank you very much. Thank you to Danny as well.
Thank you.
That was Friday's show. Join us on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. We're on every day next week, including Christmas Day and Boxing Day, from 6:30. Scott.